Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, sir. Great to be here. Great to be aboard with all of you folks out there. And there's optimism in the football world now.
Oh, yeah.
The Rams have actually consummated their business model of a year or two ago, and they are the world champs. They beat the Bengals 23-20. We all got to see that. We're all rejoiced. And some of the ex-Ram people that I've had the pleasure to know throughout my life, my young life and my old life, would call me and send me texts. And it was no matter where they are in the world or in the country, they're excited that the Rams have won, and I'm excited. So
I am too.
There
it
you
was
go.
A good. These were some of the best playoff games and the best Super Bowl. I mean, every single game was held you right on the edge of your seat right until the end. It was a pretty good football season this year, Fred.
It was. They come a long way. I mean, since you and I were out there at training camp watching them standing around.
Pulling on those rubber bands or whatever. What do they do with them rubber bands?
Whatever it is now, they should keep doing it.
I've been doing that now, exercising in my backyard with a couple of rubber bands, stretching them. But apparently it worked for the Rams. That was good.
Yeah. They're on their way, I think, to, a win like this really puts things into perspective for the management, for the head coach, especially the head coach, and the players. And, it's a great feeling and gives you a sense that anything's possible.
Yeah, I think so. So we're going to take a look at the game. We got a bunch of emails. We missed some last week here on the show because you and Jennifer and Vince Ferragamo were really breaking the game down. By the way, it was the blue Gatorade, Fred. I know you had the orange. Was blue Gatorade that they threw at the end of the game, the victory. That's my favorite flavor, by the way, too.
I hung in there for four hours just to make sure that...
You did. It was pretty close. Jeez. So we'll go over some of our emails, too. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And we are back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, coming to you on CRN Talk Radio, on Sports Byline, on Sirius XM, and, of course, our video scene on Facebook Live and Periscope and YouTube and all video platforms there. You can check us out. Go to our website, crntalk.com. Click on the Sports Lounge ad there on the front page, and you'll find out all about the show and a whole lot more. Fred Dreyer is the star of our program, and yeah, for those that had their head under a rock for many years, Fred played with the Los Angeles Rams prior to them moving to St. Louis, and so bringing this one home, you guys were in the Super Bowl in 1979 at the Rose Bowl, so this has got to be a little bittersweet for you guys to finally have a Los Angeles Rams team that has the championship in Los Angeles, Fred.
It's very rewarding. I do know that the Rams won one, or was it two?
One, I believe, in St. Louis.
St. Louis. And it
Super Bowl 34, I think that was. I'm not sure.
It was really like watching your girlfriend, you know, you know, after she threatened you for a month of Sundays that if you don't pay more attention to me, I'm going to go find somebody else. And not only did she find somebody else, she got married.
It's tough. It's tough when a team moves away. Now, of course, what the Rams started, what was it, Cleveland? Is that where they were? They began in Cleveland.
Rams.
Yeah, they came to Los Angeles and were in Los Angeles forever. And then Georgia Frontieri took them to St. Louis. And I don't know what that was all about, but they did win a Super Bowl there in St. Louis. Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams now, that's his home state in Missouri there of St. Louis. But he brought the Rams to Los Angeles, built this great SoFi Stadium. And it's amazing that the game was also played in Los Angeles. Was for the Rams to finally bring a Super Bowl championship to Los Angeles, California. Now, they say crowds went kind of crazy, but I didn't see as much craziness as I thought I was going to see. How about you?
You mean post-victory?
Yeah, after the game was over, usually people go nuts in the downtown area of a city, and they jumped on buses and things, but I didn't see anything set on fire, so I think that was a positive statement
for
Los Angeles.
So this was a fireless celebration?
I think so. I did not see a report on that.
Well, we're thankful that that didn't happen. I was expecting back. And I made wisecracks to some friends. I said, you know, you better leave at the end of the first quarter just so you can get out of the parking lot and then get on the 405 freeway, either head north or south, but get stay clear of that because that place is going up in smoke if the Rams win. Even if they lose. Even if they lose, there's a chance.
The same thing. Yeah, they go crazy. Yeah. Now, let's talk. We're going to talk about the Bengals, talk about the Rams. Let's start with the Rams, who are the Super Bowl champions. And do you think they gave up too much? I did not realize, I was doing some research, the only number one draft, free agent draft pick that they saw in the years here in Los Angeles was when they got Jared Goff with a number one overall draft pick in first round draft pick in 2016. But since that time, they've given away draft picks, and they did it again this year. But Stan Kroenke, the owner, apparently he has a philosophy. He has a willingness, they say, bordering on an eagerness to mortgage the future for a shot at winning it right now. And he won it right now. He did. What do you think?
Well, I commend them for predicting the future. I thought it was a very heady move to make this prediction and actually set the business model in motion to make it happen. You know, it's one thing to have a head coach, they all have plans that they go to the front office with about personnel. Here's what we can do here. Here's what we can do there. And it takes a special type of an owner, actually, to entertain giving away the future, which is draft choices.
Yep.
And so they did that. Kroenke should be commended. I think they all did a great job, general manager and the player personnel people. I think they all made the move. You know, you didn't see any other competing team make a move to bring in Odell Beckham the linebacker from Denver.
Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller, who's still
November 1st,
he's still a good player.
Got
but I watched him the last several games, you know, while he was here. And he's a little... He slowed down a little bit, you know. Maybe in the
he's
best.
A free agent.
Yeah.
Free agent at the end of the season. So so they've got these holes to fill a little bit. But Kroenke's an interesting owner. I will say he owned the Denver Nuggets. He has wineries. He has ranches. He's got sports franchises. He's got a soccer team in across the pond here. He's got some hockey teams, I believe. And so he runs them all separate. He's got each person in charge running them separate for him. So he's an interesting kind of guy. But let's look at the team a little bit here right now. They've got, Von Miller. He's a pending free agent. Is he coming back? Eric Weddle said he'd re-retire. Is he going to? Odell Beckham Jr. suffered a knee injury at the end of the game on Sunday. Andrew Whitworth says his status as the game's oldest player, which he acquired when Tom Brady retired, is going to be short-lived. Are these things the Rams can overcome? I think they can. What do you think, Fred Dreyer?
I do. I also think the one thing that hurts them is the salary cap. You know, it's how you can you go back to your existing players who are now on call. With contracts that go into the future, people who are into third and fourth year, can you go back to them and redo their contracts? Will they say, hey, we want to always be in a position, now that the players have seen that the ownership is active and is of good spirit and mind to be able to plan for the future with these guys, can you also now go back to some of these guys and say, we want to regroup here, we want to rewrite the last couple of years of your contract, give you some deferred money, and make it worth your while so we can have some cash to do some dealing with? I would think that depending on how this team responds to winning is just as important as it is how they were talked into or how they were brought around to accepting this business model in the first place.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, Donald, he's going to be a tough one to lose. He's sort of he sidestepped his he came in, by the way, and made that final takedown of mm-hmm. Joe Burrow of the Bengals mm-hmm. there, which was a game saver. And so they say... he was interviewed after the end of the game. He kind of sidestepped questions about his retirement, said he just wanted to enjoy the moment. Sure. He'd consider the future later.
Sean McVay, though, and you and I talked about this before the game, I think he's still got 2 years on his contract, but there's been some talk that he might not be around for a long time. He's going to get married, I believe, this summer, and he's got 2 years to go. These are two key, especially McVay, a key a factor in the Rams' future. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Well, look, I mean, it all depends on what the relationship is between his fiancé and the head coach, you know. I mean, look, it is what it is. I got to think that if you're McVay and you come from a football family you've got you've just come off a Super Bowl, you've got the ear of ownership. You know, a lot of coaches fight to get into this position with their owner, to agree to sacrifice draft choices and money and what have you, and let alone win. I mean, this guy came up big. He took the business model, he took the head coach and all of his guys into the office of the ownership, and they came through in spades. So I don't know if you just suddenly, after you've done that and gained all that goodwill, you just walk away because you want to get married.
Yeah, they asked him. They asked Sean McVay, the Rams coach, if he saw himself as an NFL lifer, like a Bruce Arians, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick. And he said, hell no, no chance. I love this, but doing it till I'm 60, I'm not doing it till I'm 60, is what he said. Well, he's far away from 60. He's still in his 30s. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit about this. He does love what he does, and you and I talked a little bit. He got overplayed by Belichick in the last Super Bowl that he was in. But he came around and seemed to do well in this one. More with Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with our producer, JD, who's punching the buttons and doing all the camera work for you today, and the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only star of our show is Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, you played for the Rams, you played for the New York Giants, and we're talking about Sean McVay here right before the break about his future. He's got 2 years left on his contract. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams would like to sign him and extend that contract so they know they got their coach locked in a little bit. Sean McVay's getting married this summer. He says he wants to start a family. You, Fred, mentioned that he had a good family. His father, Tim McVay, grew up a football family. The patriarch, John McVay, was a coach with the Giants, no less.
Right.
And then a highly successful front office executive with the 49ers. And as far as Sean's dad, Tim, he said, I think he would have been an unbelievable coach. He's been one of the best leaders I've ever all been around. And he says one of the greatest lessons he imparted on me was putting family first. Now, I say all this. As a fan, I watch this in football. Everybody says, well, you know, I don't know if I can continue to play because I want to raise a kid. Tom Brady, I want to raise a kid. What the hell do these guys do when the football season's over? They've got all summer long. They've got Brady's got springtime, summer. He goes to training camp towards the end of summer. Isn't that time to raise your family, Fred? You raised a family. You were married while you played football. Can you still have a family, or do you have to give up football to raise a family? I say that's a bunch of hogwash.
Well, what this means is they have to now take a look at managing their time. They have to switch things around, and that's just a life's adjustment. You know, you're going to have kids. There's a window there, certainly, as we all know, that you can only have children at a certain point in time in your life where it's reasonable, where you can fit everything in. John McVay, the grandfather, I think, to Sean.
Yeah.
Is all those guys balanced this very element.
Exactly.
Everybody in football. That's been the whole thing. You know,
is this a modern day thing with people now? Is this a modern day thing where you can't balance things? You should be able to balance your life. Your career is sports, so you figure it out through there, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's just look. If you're Sean McVay, what else are you going to say?
You're going to say, I'm going to take time with my family, and I also love football, and I'm going to coach until I don't feel like I want to coach anymore. That's the answer.
They'll make it work, and he's a good enough coach to make winning the Super Bowl. Why can't he be a good enough coach to manage his family and get married?
If you're marrying a woman that says, I don't want you to do football anymore, I want you to be with me, I don't think that's going to happen.
We're not saying that. I mean, I'm just saying that, it comes down to managing your time, and that's what he's going to have to do.
Yeah, so the Rams chief executive officer, Kevin Demoff, says that they're going to wait. Let's get the celebrations over with. They'll work with Donald. They'll work with McVay. They'll see what they can put together and go from there. So, an interesting time here, and we'll see if the Rams can make this go on. Now, let's look at the Bengals a little bit, because this is interesting. I did a little research on this, and they say a lot of reasons that led to their defeat. They gave up 7 sacks. They didn't stop the Rams on their final drive. They punted 4 straight times in the second half. In the turnover battle, by 2 no less, they had a better advantage of it. Matthew Stafford threw 2 interceptions for the Rams. The Bengals turned those into combines, a total of those, 3 points total. That was it. The Bengals didn't give the ball away all game. The Bengals coach, Zach Taylor, a disciple of Sean McVay, he agrees that the turnover advantage should have helped their team, but it didn't. Why, Fred?
Well, they didn't take advantage of the ball when they had it, and you know, it's one thing to face a good Ram team with a good front four and a lot of pressure. You got seven sacks. You know, that's not a very welcoming statistic, especially in a Super Bowl. You give up seven sacks to your opponent.
Yeah.
You're already starting off with a lot of problems to deal with. They punted four straight times in the second half. You know, you got to come out the second half, and you've got to take the game. That's where that third quarter, the first five, six, 8 minutes of that third quarter is yours. You have to go out, and that's what you went into the locker room to talk about, not the past, the first half, but what we're going to do and how we're going to do it for the third quarter. And they didn't do that. And so, you know, and then when it came down to you know, stopping the Rams when they absolutely had to, they couldn't do it.
So here's an interesting statistic, especially for you, Fred. Yeah, you listen to the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Played for the Rams, played for the New York Giants. The Rams, this last Super Bowl here, became just the third team in 56 such games to lose the turnover battle by two or more and still win the game. Now, here's the coincidence. The last Super Bowl team to lose the turnover margin by two or more and win was in 1979 when the Super Bowl was played at the Rose Bowl, the Pittsburgh Steelers against you, Fred Dreyer, and the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that all about? See, so there's the same thing kind of happened there, right?
Well, again,
the Steelers win.
Yeah, again, if the Rams back in 79 would have made use of the time they had the ball, it might have been a different story, because that statistic usually holds up, especially over a period of time. And I'm you know, I always go back and think about the little tiny things. The missed field goal, which was eerie, is because you know, the Rams scored the second time for the 13th point and then fumbled the extra point. And I'm thinking to myself, that right there is going to come back to bite you in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And look how that illuminated itself. And people were saying, oh, gee, now instead of, 24 to 20, it's 23 to 20.
Yep.
You know, and which gives the team a tremendous boost. It gives the Bengals a tremendous boost knowing that they're a field goal away, because they've got a kicker, you know, who can put it through the uprights, you know, from 50 yards out. So, this is what we had in the Super Bowl in 79. And I always think about, and I told Nolan Cromwell, when I saw him here a while back, I said, Nolan, you know, I have an image, an image of you as the play was developing and Terry Bradshaw threw the ball. I turned around and looked and followed the ball right into your stomach, and it popped out. He says, please don't talk to me about this anymore.
You know,
that's a huge play, not to consummate.
Big,
you know.
Well, and the other thing is, it's the Super Bowl in 1979 at the Rose Bowl. The Rams and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Terry Bradshaw is the quarterback for Pittsburgh. Vince Ferragamo, who was on the show with you and Jennifer last week while I had laryngitis. I'm hearing you tell this story, and I don't know if I can believe my ears, because you are an unconventional football player. But while Terry Bradshaw is walking off the field, you started harassing him by telling him, what are you going to do now? Tell the people, that story kind of glanced by everybody last week. You're talking to the opponent during the Super Bowl, for God's sakes.
Well, everybody talks to everybody, you know. But there was a TV timeout. It was a long one. The guy, you know, the umpire come over and said, okay, you got some time. And so Terry was looking over to the sideline. And I looked over and I saw, Chuck Knoll, you know, gesturing to him, and it was kind of fresh. We were ahead then.
You were ahead.
They were behind, so it was interesting to see a little bit of how nervous they were getting, because they were certainly favored by 12 and a half, 13 points, you know. And they were the Steelers, and we were the Rams, you know, who were just showing up here trying to, you know, get a ham sandwich. So I see Terry, and so Terry's sticking his head out of the out of his huddle, and then he decides to walk over to talk to the sideline to talk to
Chuck Knoll.
To Chuck Knoll, the head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, so Terry, I was walking along the line of scrimmage with him a little bit. I said, so what do you think you're going to accomplish by going talking to Chuck Knoll? What could possibly be in your thought right now? He said, I don't know. What the hell? He said, what do I know? I'm just here like you are, you know. I said, yeah, but we're ahead.
You told that story last week, and Vince Ferragamo was flabbergasted that you were talking to the competition.
Well, I know, but then, you know, he's jealous. Nobody talked to Vinny, you know.
That's they should.
Yeah, so anyway. The other time I talked to Vinny on the sideline was, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't know the temperament. It's really interesting. You don't know your teammates until you start to know them. And how do you know them? Well, you know, by what happens on the field. And under certain circumstances, and Vinny threw a ball. We were driving the ball down the field, and we were going pretty good. And then Vinny just threw that thing right to the middle linebacker
of the Steelers
on the Steelers, and he walked. And of course, that was a big turnover. And of course, Vinny walked over, and he was just kind of like loafing along. And I went over to him. I said, Vinny, you're supposed to deliver the ball to the guy with the ram horns on his head. Throw it to that guy.
You don't leave him alone. You talk about that incessantly. Every time you see him, all the time. It's amazing. Anyway, with the Bengals, this was the Super Bowl last Sunday's game. They committed zero turnovers in the game. And as Super Bowl teams that committed zero turnovers in the game, they were 19-2. And after last Sunday, the Bengals made it 19-3. So yeah. There you have it. But
Are stats that will choke you as the season goes along. Those aren't good stats to have on a losing team. You know, it's tough to be in the Super Bowl to get there, but it's so much more difficult to handle losing a Super Bowl.
It is, and the game was so close. It could have gone either way. If Donald doesn't get that tackle on Burrows, if they get a fourth down and the times they went for their fourth down, that game could have turned around. So the Bengals, I look for them. They got a pretty solid team. I look for them to be in the hunt.
They'll be fine.
Next year. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Welcome back here. It's the Sports Lounge. Our producer, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, is with us today. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Fred Dreyer. He is the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We got some fan mail for you, and we missed it last week, Fred, so yep. Got a chance to really delve into some of this. This one comes to us from Bob. He says, "Hello, Mr. Dreyer. I was hoping this was your email." And by the way, Fred's email is freddreyer@crntalk.com. F-R-E-D, there's your Fred. Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, like in Championship Radio Network. CRNTalk, T-A-L-K.com. So Bob says, "I was hoping this is your email, but I have been a lifelong Rams fan out of Iowa and now South Dakota. I have several autographs from Ram greats, including Deacon Jones and Jack Youngblood." You played with those guys, didn't you, Fred?
I played with Jack. Deacon left the Rams to go down to San Diego the year I got there.
And you were your roommate was Merlin Olsen, you told me. Is that correct?
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah.
4 years with Merlin. That's great. And did you guys talk acting at all at that time? Because he went on to Little House on the Prairie. You, of course, and Hunter. Did you guys talk about, hey, after this is all over, we're going to do acting?
Not so much, and really? I think Merlin was the one that I, you know, in observing him, he had a strong belief in just, you know, everything in its time. You know, there's no reason for me to talk about what I'm going to do while I'm still here, you know, playing football and stuff. You know, it's just kind of like I'll do what I do here, and when that's over with, I'll go do that, and that was something I thought was. Took a great deal of discipline, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I don't mean to go on this, but it's you know, the whole thing in those days, certainly not today, because everybody has too much money. They don't care what they're doing after football's over with. You know, so now you have, I mean, back then you had people who were players who were studying to be real estate people, brokers. Tom Mack was an engineer, worked for Bechtel Engineering. Yep. So everybody had things.
Vince Vergamo became a real estate agent, yeah, too, and now a winemaker.
Yeah. And now he's a sommelier, as it were.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, all these things, you know, take dedication. And people, yep, and people back then, I was of the same mind frame. Don't talk about it until you're starting to get on with it. Until
you
put this aside, and then you can go do that.
These are old school values we're talking about on the show today. The fact that you can still have a family, raise kids, and still play football or sports or whatever your career is. You don't have to give up your career to raise a family like some people think you have to. It's like, you know, come on. J-Lo's not giving up her career while she's hanging out with Ben, for God's sakes. She's still going to sing and perform, so come on.
That's a nice that's a nice analogy.
It's a nice analogy. I thought I'd thank me for that.
Good
one.
Good one.
So I don't know what Ben's doing, but
what's he doing?
He's giving everything. No, I'm kidding. Yep. So actually, Bob says, "I actually had the privilege of spending a weekend with Deacon Jones because I played college football at a D2 school in Sioux City, Iowa, called Morningside College. George Allen had his first head coaching job at Morningside in 1948 through 1950, and we would have a George Allen Classic every year, and former players would come back." He says, "Anyway, I have always appreciated the way you played, Fred, and with your ability to log on to YouTube right now and pull up a lot of those classic games, it's even more apparent on how good you were and how really underrated, and I agree with this, you were as well." He says, "I'd love to purchase a classic number 89 jersey, your jersey, Fred, and ask if
I could send it to you for an autograph so I could frame it next to Jack's jersey, I would, of course, pay for the honor. And thank you so much for consideration. Go Rams.
Good. That's a very nice email. I appreciate that. And just send it along, and we'll sign her up any way you want and get it back to you.
All right, now we got some pictures here. And by the way, you were one of the great players. There you were in the Super Bowl hassling Terry Bradshaw just when he was a youngster in the game. I love that. That shows you try to win the game any way you can. So Pamela Johnson, Pamela loves a scent. She's kind of our historian here on the show. And she says, Mr. Dreyer, Hunter sure had an amazing lineup, and let's show these pictures here as I call them out. Hunter had an amazing lineup of guest stars during its seven-year run, including Dennis Franz. And here's a picture of you and your co-host there with Dennis Franz doing stuff. And
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie and you. What was this one all about here? Remember that episode?
You see those bushes back there?
Yeah.
Right on the other side of those bushes was 101 Freeway.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you. You know, if you go down the 405 to the 101 and to go to golf course out there, meaning where the golf course is out there. This was along that the road that bananas around and turns into a one lane highway, so you can get to the golf course. And so they said, let's pull over here and get this shot. It's just a real tight shot. Shoot it up against those weeds over there. And that was a lot of the fun of it. You know, I think maybe Stephanie or, you know, she lived in the valley. I think she was barking at people to get this shot so I can go home.
Dennis Franz is a hunter. Now, this next picture, we could put the next picture up. I don't have to say who this is because it might take people a while to figure it out because this guy really looks different here. This is a very young George Clooney. I didn't realize George Clooney was a guest star in the show.
Yeah, we shot him.
With Stephanie here in this picture,
you know,
Stephanie Kramer, yes.
Yeah, he was crazy, and he was in love with Stephanie. He was going to take her out into the weeds. But we shot a lot of the stuff in Malibu, and so when Hunter comes crashing in, you know, he bursts the door open and we start firing away, and George got it, you know, so.
And by the way, his aunt, George Clooney's aunt, Rosemary Clooney, he was a big, you can better believe he was rooting for Cincinnati. His dad, Nick Clooney, was the big newsman in Cincinnati for years over there. So our apologies to George Clooney over the loss in the Super Bowl this last weekend. Now, here's another shot coming up. Isaac Hayes. Now, tell me about this. What was this episode about?
It's tough to tell. Oh, he's just getting out of prison.
Yeah, he's carrying stuff, and you're shouting at him, saying, hey, what are you going to do? Is he going over to see Chuck Knoll right there? Is that him on the sideline?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. I think this was he's a bad guy, and I go to the prison to wait for him because I know he's getting discharged. So he comes out, and he's surprised to see me, and I warn him right here, you know, don't be a jackass because I'll shoot you, you know.
Then you got the late Jerry Orbach. What a great actor he was in this one here. And it looks like you got a little respect for him here, standing off to the side. And we'll post these, by the way, for all the radio listeners. These are going up at our Sports Lounge website for you. Go to crntalk.com, and you can click there and go to our website and check it out, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. So tell me about Orbach, Jerry Orbach.
Well, this was shot in Pasadena. Right on the other right is if you're going on the suicide bridge, you know where the big bridge is there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go off the suicide bridge and you make a right hand turn, and there's all these mansions that were built in the late 20s, early 20s, along the banks of the canyons that were there, Royal Seco and all those. And so Jerry played a mafioso guy, and you know, doing business, you know, underhandedly. And so I'm on his trail, so I'd go out to his house, and there's a couple of real nice scenes there, and eventually I think he gets shot. like most people do.
Just by the way, these guys these are the late actors. Isaac Hayes passed away. We lost him in 2008. Yep. Jerry Orbach, 2004. Our next picture Yeah, one of my all-time favorites. This guy was always a great extra, a great heavy.
Yeah.
Claude Akins, in this episode, he had his own TV show at one point with about a truck driver called Moving On. But here he was in Hunter. Tell us about Claude Akins. Looks like he's talking to Stephanie Kramer there, is he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, he was great, and he was an ex-cop coming back to the police station to talk to McCall about him reminiscing how it was. I think he was her partner before me, and he just couldn't find anything in life to be as equal to being a police officer. So he would show up, and you know, one of the sub stories in the, you know, the B story was ex cop, you know, finally finds a little bit of harmony in his life, and I think he commits suicide, I believe.
Yeah, oh, boy.
That character does. But Claude was great. He'd come over and knock on my door on my trailer and say, hey, listen, I'm going to be, I got it set up with the craft service people. I'm going to cook lunch for everybody today. And
that's
he did.
Good. That's a great.
That's what
great.
He did. He cooked lunch.
Salmon? Did he do salmon?
He did everything.
Salmon?
Yeah, he did it. Chicken, salmon, you know. It did
Love
all
that guy.
We had a good, we had a real good craft service people.
Yeah. Was it fun for you when you saw these guys growing up as a kid or whatever, and all of a sudden they're in your show? That had to be a thrill.
Yeah, it's just like it was a, you know, a thrill for them, you know, to want to, you know, talk to me about you know, things that they had watched me do. I mean, you know,
love Claude.
You never know who's watching, as they say.
And then I don't want to screw up Jeremy here, but Jane Russell, I make sure we get to that picture here, not the pockets, but we'll get to her pockets in a second. But Jane Russell here, she passed away in 2011. That had to be a kick for you to work with her.
Yeah, she was good. We talked a lot about, you know, Bob Hope and the road pictures and that era, World War II pinups.
Yeah.
You know, I said, you know, you're a beautiful woman. And
she's looking great in this picture here, for
God's
sake.
Yeah, she's great. No, you know, all of these people had such a humble opinion about the path that they were on in life. You know, they just so appreciated. You know, that's what we got. Stephanie and I got a lot of compliments from all these great people about what a good set it was. And I said, well, we're not going to tolerate anybody coming in here. We had, I think, over the 7-8 years that we did the show, there was a couple of actors that, you know, kind of we had to be told, you know, this is what you do, this is what you don't do. And but it was great. We had a good repertoire with visiting actors and actresses, and we wanted, you know, at the same time, you know, Aaron Spelling was the type of a producer that would compete for the market share with stars.
Right.
And so Hunter in this was going great. We were
getting good stars. We were outstarring
top five,
Aaron Spelling,
top eight shows in the country. And so they just said, we're going to start going after some named people. We got Sammy Davis Jr. and you know, so forth and so on. But it was a lot of fun to do, and it was well worth you know, getting up at 4 a.m. to go do it, you know.
All right, finally we got a fan favorite here, Bea Richards, who left this in 2000. We got just a short time here, about a minute, but she played the bag lady named Pockets. Was she in a few episodes, or was it just one episode?
I think this was it. I think this was it for, you know, she played a character, you know, we always had for guest stars that played characters that could recur. You know, we could bring her back in 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah.
She could pop up for a scene or two that would always be great to tie in those types of things on the show. Made the show deeper and better and richer.
Good show, Hunter. And it's still on, by the way. It's on Amazon. You can see it there. Tubi has got it. It's on Peacock. You name it, you can go and check out the episodes. And as you get in past the first couple of seasons, it really starts to take a hold on you, and the characters develop like they do in most series. It happens in most series. You look at it at first, it starts to really grow on you. We'll have more straight ahead in our mailbag here. Stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back here in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We should have had J.D. Jeremy Dayton read some of these messages coming in on Facebook Live that we've got for you. We want to say hi to Bernard. He says hi to you, Fred, from Ottawa. Bruce says loves the show. Nikki, good evening from Nebraska. Kelly says she voted for the Rams in the Super Bowl because the helmets were cuter than the Bengals. The hubby went for the Bengals. I don't have to do dishes for a month. Ooh, that was a big bet.
That's a good bet.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Carl says Jack Lambert, and we'll get to some more of those messages next week. Roberto emailed you, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, says he's been watching this Playboy documentary, and if Fred Dreyer and James Caan aren't in it, then it's garbage. They weren't an issue on the first couple of pages, partying or playing tennis at the mansion. I saw you standing at one point, but I didn't watch this thing at all because I heard from you it's a bunch of trash.
No, it's lunatic women who have lost control of their lives, and they fabricated scenarios with themselves as the lead, and it didn't materialize for them. And half had the door open to everybody, and he was up there for 52 years.
Wow!
And this is the best they can do to take a shot.
This is the thanks they give to a guy that opened his door to him. I agree with you.
You know,
you can't say something good about
a person when he's alive. You know, this is pure trash if you're going to start dragging stuff out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
CJ says, I heard an interview with Fred Dreyer on at Cannon Hartman and Bill Wendell, maybe 1997, 98. Fred was asked about the team in St. Louis, and Fred said, I have not felt like a Ram since they left the Coliseum in 1979.
Yeah,
are you feeling like a Ram now again, right?
Yeah, very true. I feel good now. I'm happy for the franchise. It's, you know, there's about 22 years that have gone by where there hasn't been a Ram team here in town. Now there is, and they're the world champs, and that's all that matters.
Congratulations to the Rams. We'll have more emails for you next week. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's just been a great week for everybody here in L.A., and go Rams.
Good show, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, J.D., Jeremy Dayton.